This is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth and a quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
Lord our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. It's a privilege to be drawn to your side, to come at your feet and behold your face, to pour water and worship the Lord our God. We come to pour oil on your feet. We come to offer our lives. So thank you that you will use me to speak your word in due season, to blow the shofar and communicate the counsel of God. Thank you, Father. Glory be to you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Let me have us read from God's word. I'm going to read the Song of Solomon. I'm going to read from the Song of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 1 to 6. The Bible says, the Song of Songs, which is Solomon's, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for thy love is better than wine. Because of the savour of your good ointment, thy name is an ointment poured forth. Therefore do the virgins of thee draw me, we will run after thee. The king hath brought me into his chambers. We will be glad and rejoice in thee. We will remember thy love more than wine. The upright love thee. I am black but comely. O ye daughters of Jerusalem, as the tents of Kedar, as the curtain of Solomon, look not upon me because I'm black. Because the sun has looked upon me, my mother's children were angry with me. They made me the keeper of the vineyards. But my own vineyard have I not kept. This is a very powerful portion of the Bible. As a matter of fact, some time ago I did a brief research about the Song of Songs and discovered that traditionally in Israel, every time the feast of Passover is being commemorated, the Song of Songs is read. So it is not just a romantic poem. It's not just a poetry for, you know, natural love, emotional love. It is something really, really deep. When it says, kiss me with the kisses of thy mouth, it's a song of the bride. It forges a connection between the bridegroom and the bride. It endears the bride of Christ out of the bride with that of the bridegroom. There's a call to union with the Lord, to oneness with the Lord. There's a call to intimacy. That is what this Song of Songs is all about. And that is a call of heaven. And that is what the Lord is forging in this atmosphere, you know, through the spirit of worship. It is to wed your heart with the Lord. So your heart is never going to let go of him. There are many things that will attempt to rival our love for the Lord in this life. And the enemy has a way of tactically causing us to derail, not necessarily by bringing sin before us. Some things are stronger than sin. They have in them systems and laws and operation of death, but it is in disguise. What the enemy does is to stir up another fire and trigger another form of false satisfaction that will rival, very compelling and captivating, that will attempt to rival the love of God in our heart. And if the enemy could successfully drain the love of God from our heart, if he could just lure us, then you realize that the enemy is going to occupy or claim ground against us. And this is a season we do not cede ground to the enemy. So it's a call when you say your love is better than wine. It's a call for you and I to prioritize that intimate relationship with the Lord. Intimate relationship with the Lord. But we must not be deceived. Each one of us will face certain pressure. Pressure of compelling and captivating other love. Yours might not be mine. As long as we're in this world, there will be other compelling love that will try to sneak into our space. And the only way we're going to have victory is not by binding them. The only way we're going to have victory is to immerse ourselves in the love of God. The love of God is the only way, is the only weapon against the intrigue of the enemy. The love of God. We need to be drowned in that love. We need to dive into that love. We need to be immersed in that love. And we can only achieve that by heeding the call to intimacy. Heeding the call to oneness. Heeding the call. And so what the Spirit of God has come to sound is to sound the alarm that come up either to a whole new level of fellowship. A whole new level of koinonia. A whole new level of commitment to koinonia. Experiential encounter of his presence. It's a whole new level. And when the heart is tuned to passionately crave after God, the first thing that happens is that doors open in the spirit. And the doors that open in the spirit, it's a door that opens several doors. There's a main door that opens several doors. That main door is called light. Let somebody say light.
Light.
Without light, we do not know. We cannot access his presence. I'm talking about manifest presence of God. It's only through light that we access the manifest presence of God. The manifest presence of God is hidden. The manifest presence of God is concealed. The blindfold is removed from human nature when light is shed on our heart. The veil is taken away. And it is illumination that removes the veil. It is illumination that judges the veil. You know, we have the veil of deceit. We have the veil of vanity. We have the veil of ego. The veil of presumption. That's why I said, Lord, take away the veil. It is clarity of the knowledge of Christ, which does not come by being studious. It only comes when it is revealed. So it's about the fine-tuning of the art. But of course, we need the commitment and sacrifice of devotion. But it's about the fine-tuning. It's about the posture of the heart. That is what heaven sees before he sheds light, before he sends light to us. And we're in an era of light. Darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people. We're hopeless without light. Yeah. Then he says, the Lord will arise upon you and his glory will come upon you. The glory of God is the antidote to death. To the reign of death. But the only thing about glory is that it is light that paves way for glory.
Wow.
Light is a door that opens and charts the way and leads us to other doors. And we must deal with certain things. We deal with distractions. Dealing with distraction is a decision you and I have got to make. We deal with distractions. We do not make way for distraction and preserve the hunger and thirst after righteousness, the passion of the Lord in our heart. God is raising a generation of people who are willing to pay the price for his presence. And the Lord wants you and I to heed the call. So when we talk about prioritizing our intimate relationship with the Lord, it's a call to loyalty. It's a call to allegiance. Loyalty. The loyalty of your heart must be reserved for the Lord. And when we make room for the Spirit of God begins to confront indulgence. Because what wine does is that wine intoxicates. Wine intoxicate. We've got to deal with false satisfaction. We've got to deal with intoxication that is embedded in the carnal nature. There are certain substance, liquid substance, that's what wine is, that is capable of intoxicating man and activate the carnal nature. We must be committed to crucifying the flesh. In the third day of the law, in the day of the reign of his glory, no flesh will stand in his presence, in the sight of the Lord. So therefore, flesh must give way. Flesh must be exterminated. Because we're going back to Eden, to the garden of the Lord. And we have to open up ourselves to the fairy angels who carry the sword and must behead flesh, must give way. The carnal mind must be beheaded. You see, there is a false intoxication and indulgence. But there's a true intoxication. And the Lord is opening the way and the channel. He said, there's a wine of the Spirit that satisfies. There's a wine of the Spirit. It is time to be filled with the Spirit like never before. You've been filled with the Spirit. And the more we take in from the fountain of God, the more we become filled with the Spirit. And when we get filled with the Spirit, we don't keep silent. There are speakings that come forth. When we get filled with the Spirit, the only thing is that we're not speaking from our intellect. The supply is coming from above. The Lord is releasing upon the church the inspiration of the Holy One. That you will access utterance. You will access language beyond your natural dialect. The Lord is releasing utterance upon the body of Christ. And you will speak things that only the angels understand. You will speak things and release utterance that will judge the works of darkness in the earth. Utterance are highways in the spirit. When we release utterance, then the heavens are cleared. And then we can have bombardment. We can have ascension of angelic activities and descension of angelic powers. The song of song is the ladder of the spirit by which we can attain and access heaven, the heavenly realm. Heaven is calling us to ascension. Ascension. There's a call to ascension. He wants us to access dimensions of revelation. And there will be downloads. Download of wisdom. Download of insight. We will gain tremendous insight into the knowledge of God's will. Into the mind of God. Download of insight. Because without insight into the will of God, we will not come into our inheritance. If we're going to come into the inheritance of heaven, the inheritance of the kingdom, and be like him, because that's what the inheritance makes us, to make us exactly into the image of the firstborn, and be like him, and reason like him, and talk like him, and we will access his life abundance, his life eternal. The download of heaven, download with prophetic direction, by which we can access new realms. By which we can access new realms in the spirit. Through prophetic direction, impartation will come. The Lord is bringing downloads. Yeah. Downloads that will release new song. Yeah. New song. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we enthrone you. And we give to you honor, adoration, and praise. For there is none like you. O Lord, our God. How excellent is your name in all the earth. The Lord is giving you a new song. Amen. There's going to come out of this movement, out of this body of Christ, out of these powerful people of the Lord, new song. Amen. And this new song will frighten the enemy.
Amen.
The Lord is birthing new song. Literally, the unction to write songs and write new leading. Literally. Those things will be the womb of the money that will midwife waves and intervention of heaven. The Lord is tearing from among you. You will set the enemy on their heel. And you will judge the works and the powers of darkness. And you will bring liberty upon the people of the living God. As you sing a new song, the Lord of hosts will arise. He will be known as the man of war. He will subdue your adversary and destroy the works and the powers of Satan. For the Lord your God is mighty. The Lord your God is in the midst of you. And the Lord your God is mighty. As you sing a new song, heaven will heighten your discernment. As you sing a new song, there will be stirring of dimensions that have been dormant. Stirring of gift and ministry, the means of these people. It's a kiss me with the kisses of your mouth. And the Lord is taking away. The Lord is dismantling the kisses of deceit. The kisses of deceit. He said, thy name is like ointment poured forth. The Lord is asking for your heart. He's asking for surrender. When you surrender, when you lay down your heart and lay down your will, for thus says the Spirit of God, the Lord will give you access. New portals will be opened. He said, virgins run after you. And the Lord is placing attention on virginity. For you are the bride of Christ. And he wants to garnish you. He wants to adore his bride. There will be adorning of the bride of Christ in this house. For the Lord your God is rubbing off on you. He's taking you to a whole new level of consecration.
Amen.
You know, when I check the meaning of the word consecration in the scripture, the word agiazo does not mean abstinence. In all time, when we talk about holiness, everybody wants to think about abstinence from. No, the word agiazo actually means to be set apart. It is the presence of God that sets you apart. It is as the Lord rub off on you, you are set apart. And then, of course, you're not trying to abstain from sin. There's a place for abstinence. You know, there's where you see that flee appearances of evil. Abstinence is not your default. The presence of Jesus is going to rub off on you. You're not going to sin because you don't want to be judged. You're not going to sin because you love him too much than to betray him. Draw me into your inner chamber. He's drawing you to his inner chamber.
Yeah.
If the inner chamber is a place of divine intercourse, the Lord wants to enter into you. He wants to enter into you because you will begin to bring forth after his kind. He wants to enter into you. And he's talking about your blackness. He said, I am black. Even though black, I am comely. I'm not black and ugly. The Lord is dealing with the issue of identity in this house. He's dealing with the issue of identity in this house. And the Lord says, your strength is in your blackness. Your strength is in your blackness. Blackness is synonymous of brokenness. All you have is brokenness. You do not have attention to flesh, attention to man, attention to your gifting. What you have is the Spirit of Christ. It's a spirit that wants to do the will of God. Lord, you say, I'm calling you to brokenness. Brokenness is not easy because you'll be spoken evil of. People despise you. They despise me. And that is okay. What you're seeking is not the validation of man. He said, but it is what you're seeking is the Son. It's the Son. He said, it's the Son. There's a way he put it that talks about, I'm comely. Then he talks about the fact that daughters of Jerusalem, look not upon me and don't despise me, but the Son has looked upon you. And that is all you need, is for the Son to look upon you. The Bible says, the Lord God is a Son, is a shield, and no good thing will he withhold from those who walk righteously and uprightly before him. And the Lord is saying, I'm bringing upon you the validation of heaven. You do not need man's validation. What you need is heaven's validation. The endorsement of the Lord is coming upon his people, says the Spirit of God.
Amen.
He said, which house have you built for me? He said, let me introduce myself. I am the high and the lofty one. I like that word. The word high is taken from the Hebrew word room. The word room means elevated, beyond reach. Only God dwells in that dimension. And the word lofty is the word Nesan. The word Nesan means I am embedded with attributes and qualities that is not of this age. It's not of this realm. And the high and the lofty one. It's of the age to come. And the high and the lofty one. He said, eternity is my default. It's my realm. And you know, the word eternity here is also the word that means olam. Most of the time it's olam in Hebrew, but the word here is id. And the word id means perpetuity. There is no end to his love, no end to his power, no end to his reach, no end to his truth. So he said, my name is holy. My name is Kadosh. I dwell in high and holy place with him that is of a contrite spirit, an humble spirit, to revive the spirit. What revive there means to quicken the spirit of the humble. So that means brokenness makes you reachable to the Lord. Not that you are perfect, but there's something about when the Lord reaches us, we're quickened. You see, antidote to decaying, antidote to death, antidote to any form of atrocities and inadequacies and negativities is the power of divine life. When quickening takes place, everything changes. More than ever before in this new year, the Lord will be quickening his people. You know what he's turning you to? The tabernacle of worship. You will be carriers of his glory. That is who you are. And that is what you are emerging and becoming. You know, the Lord will have me tell you, there is a ravening storm that is brewing. Will have me tell you, that storm will be fierce and ferocious. But the Lord will have me tell you with a word of assurance, you need not fear, because the Lord of the storm, Christ Jesus himself, is the captain of this boat. For thus says the Spirit of God, the Prince of Peace is on board. And he wants you to know that the Prince of Peace is not only on board, it is the Prince of Peace that is steering this ship. And the Lord wants you to know that his manifest presence is the rock upon which you lie. He said the leadership of Christ will guide the way. And the Lord also was beginning to speak to me about the apostolic in the new phase. And an apostle unravels pathways to the body of Christ. People like that, that carries apostolic frequency of the Spirit to tread uncharted territories. Another thing that apostolic does is that it endows the church with a blueprint so that we can build accurately according to the divine pattern. But one thing about apostles is that they face a lot of conflict and antagonism. Apostles face a lot of hostility in the spirit. Apostles often fight beasts in the spirit. But the Lord will have me tell you, in the year 2026, you're going to fight beasts. Get ready. Get ready. But do not be afraid. Because victory is certain. It's because the Lord your God will be your strength. The Lord will have me tell you, beyond these mountains that are littered with beasts and giants are new territories. And those territories are given by the Lord for your taking, says the Spirit of God. The Lord will have me tell you, get ready. You know, when new demons come, new spirit comes, then new frequencies appear. Then new promotions appear. Get ready to ascend to new level of authority and apostolic influence in the Spirit. There shall be divine intervention. There shall be manifestation of heavenly power by which the invisible will be superimposed over the material realm, says the Spirit of God. 2026 is your year of bounty. It's your year of bounty. You will be stuck with the treasures of wisdom and treasures of knowledge and the depth of Christ, says the Spirit of God, like never seen before. Your sons and your daughters will begin to come into their own, says the Spirit of God. Your sons and daughters will begin to come into their allocations of the riches of Christ, says the Spirit of God. And another thing I'm perceiving about this new season is that rain is coming. Rain of heaven is coming. Hey, the Lord will be made known in the midst of his people as the prophet, a prophet like unto Moses with the Lord, and he will lay out his future. At the same time, the greater than a prophet will appear to his people. You will know him. You know, there's a two dimension of his appearing. You will know him as the light that shines forth in darkness, the sure word of prophecy. He will commit to his people that if when you do well to take heed to, light will shine in the midst of darkness until the destiny arises in your heart, says the Spirit of God. I sense the Lord is saying, I'm sending forth rain upon my people. Forth rain. The Spirit of God will be revealed like never before. The Spirit of God is going to take the lead. The Spirit of God is going to take the leadership. Get ready, for the reign of heaven is coming. Supernatural, outpouring of the supernatural will come upon my people. You will defy the odds of life. There will be times when the natural will be suspended and the supernatural will take over. Get ready for spiritual refreshing. Refreshing. For the weak and for the weary, you will be refreshed by the Spirit. New anointing is coming upon you. The Lord is saying, I'm giving you strength for the journey. Without a doubt, the journey is far, but the Lord is giving you strength. There will be revival and spiritual awakening. Arise and shine. Your light has come. The Lord your God will make name remnants in the unfolding season. And the Lord is tearing off still bath. No more still bath in this home, in this house. The prophetic pregnancy that is overdue, get ready for fruitfulness. You will birth purpose. You will birth courage. You will birth power. For the Lord your God is with you. Many will be the children of the barren than that of the married women. The Lord will cause faith to arise in you. Your birthing vision, your midwifing prophetic destiny, says the Spirit of God. And the reign of righteousness is coming. The Lord is sending manna from heaven. The word of truth will be purer than ever before. The word of truth will be more intense than ever before. There will be clarity of vision and intensity of discernment, says the Spirit of God. There's coming outbreak. There's coming outbreak. There's a spontaneous manifestation of the Spirit. The fire of His presence will devour His people. The fire of His presence will engulf His people. When you come together and lift up the praise of Yahweh, the fire of God will fill this room. And God's glory will be revealed. And get ready, because the Lord is pouring the oil of gladness upon you. He's turning your pain into victory. He's turning your tears into rejoicing. The oil of gladness, the oil of death will bring favor that will unlock doors that man cannot open, says the Spirit of God. The Lord will bless His people. And the blessing of God upon you will translate to the forces of Gentiles and abundance of the sea. I sense the frequency of God's grace and power upon those who are entrepreneurs in this place. Get ready. Get ready. Entrepreneurial grace and acumen is coming upon the people. The Lord is positioning you for changes that is coming upon this generation. The Lord wants to empower His people so that the kingdom of God will be advanced through the forces of wealth and financial resources. As it be done to me according to your word. Let your counsel of old, let it prevail in my life, in my days, in my time, in my generation, in my household, in this tribe. Let your counsel prevail. Let your glory be revealed. The Lord is touching people. And you are becoming a new man. You are becoming a new man. You are becoming a new man. The Lord is setting up ladders for you to access realms and dimensions. The Lord is giving you sight. He is anointing your eyes with eye salve. And you will see penetrating eyes of eagles. You will see what natural sight cannot see. Oh, the Lord is in this place. The presence of God, the power of God is in this place. The intensity of heaven is in this place. And God is healing people at home. There's someone that is bedridden. And the Lord is getting you out of that condition. The Lord is turning around that condition. And tumor is disappearing. Tumor is disappearing. Not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of the living God. The Lord is doing great things. And the Spirit of the Lord is moving right now to break the power of addiction. Addiction to drug in this house. The Lord is breaking addiction to drug. And you are free. There's nothing to be ashamed about. The Lord has come to shatter that stronghold. And with another person is womanizing. That old is broken. And you are free. And you are liberated. There's another person, there is that homosexual spirit. The Lord has come to cast it out. Amen. And he's saying, you are free. Amen. You are free. Amen. Whoever the Son of God shall set free is free indeed. Amen. You are free today. Amen. From every oppression. Amen. You are free from the torture of darkness, the torture of evil. You know, I sense in my spirit there's someone that one particular thing you did a couple of times ago that has to do with, you know, abortion. And you have asked for forgiveness and you are not into any of those things. But even though it's been a few years ago, but there's something about the guilt. There's something, the enemy just keep torturing you. You know, but I just want to tell you that you are loved of God. He does not consult your past to determine your future. The Lord does not count. He doesn't count. Those things never happened. He has erased them in the realm of the spirit. Every record of wrongdoing is the enemy that is raising it against you. The Lord just wants you to know that you are loved of God. He is the one who will leave 99 behind and chase after one. And he wants you to know you are that one. You are that one that is precious. You are that one that is special to the heart of God. Today, the love of God has come to find you. Just be strengthened and be blessed. Mercy rejoices over judgment. Mercy has liberated you. Mercy has found you. Mercy has found you. There's only one who has the right to judge you. And that is Christ Jesus, who paid the price for our sin. And lo, he is the one that ever liveth to make intercession for you. He loves you so dearly. But when the enemy comes again and tries to remind you of the past, tell him there is no condemnation to those in Christ Jesus. You are blessed and you are free and you are liberated. Oh, thank you, Jesus. The Lord has come to break the power of addiction. I sense someone here, you know, you are addicted to consumption of pain reliever. You know, you just can't do it because you go through excruciating pain. You know, even when you when little pain, you just want to take it. It become an addiction. Today, you are free. Yeah. You are free. You are free. You are free from every, you know, I don't know what you call those category of drugs, almost like like steroids. You are free in the name of Jesus. You are free from that addiction. Let there be rewiring of your system, rewiring of your metabolism, and receive healing. Let the quickening spirit of God do a work of recovery and restoration in your body, in your soul, in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, this place is a camp. It's a camp where army have been forged. The army of God in these last days. The army of God in this last day. This place is a camp where the army, this is where the training is going on. This is where the enlistment is going on. For thus says the Spirit, there's an army. There's an army that is rising from this house, and they will take on the powers of darkness. It's time for the army to arise. Hey, the Lord has kept you. The Lord has done a lot of training, and He will keep doing it. The training will be ongoing. The teaching, the equipping will be ongoing. But that says the Spirit of God, the heaven, I can hear the trumpet call of release.
Amen.
There's a commissioning of this army. You are going out. You are going forth to do exploit for the Lord.
Amen.
You are going in authority and in power.
Amen.
Says the Spirit of God, you will shatter strongholds. Says the Spirit of God, you will destroy the works of darkness. You will release those who have been captured in chains, in shackles, and in incarceration. You will set them free, says the Spirit of God, by the power of your words, by the power of your conduct, the power of the lifestyle of your righteousness, by the steering and the leading of the Spirit. Things will happen. Heaven will reverberate in the earth, and there will be invasion of the forces of heaven in the earth. There's an army that is rising. The kingdom of darkness cannot withstand, for it is time for that army to rise. It's time for that. Do not be afraid. The Lord has come to break fear. Fear has no power over your future. Fear is not your future. Hey, there are many of you, the Lord has spoken well concerning you. The Lord has released the word, but you are afraid to rise up because you feel you are incapable. You feel you are not up to the task. But thus says the Spirit of God, there's a new spirit. There's a release of boldness upon you. Be courageous and be strong, because you are taking the land. You are going forth, and you are possessing your possession. The hold of fear over your life is being broken.
Yeah.
You will no longer be terrified.
Yeah.
You no longer be rattled by those negative words of condemnation.
Yeah.
Those words that the enemy tells you, you are incapable, you're good for nothing. The enemy tells you that what the Lord has spoken concerning you, you're not good enough to fulfill it. But thus says the Spirit of God, the Lord is bringing upon you audacity.
Yeah.
The Lord is bringing upon you strength.
Yeah.
And you will go forth. You will go forth in the might of the Holy One.
Yeah.
You will go forth.
Yeah.
The Lord is canceling every debt.
Yeah.
It's canceling debt.
Yeah.
Hey, I can hear the word jubilee. 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 Every debt is canceled. Every debt is canceled. The Lord is saying you will no longer be enslaved to the oppressive activities of darkness. You are free. You are free to fulfill your destiny. You are free to accomplish the purposes of God. And I also hear in my spirit, there are words that are hanging because the enemy can find a legal ground, because of one little mistake or the other. And an authority figure has released a curse over your heaven. I can see in some cases it's parent. Someone is your parent, is your dad. Another person is your dad. Another person is your dad. Another person is a natural, rather is a spiritual authority figure. But I stand as God's mouthpiece to declare over your life, nullified.
Yeah.
Nullified.
Yeah.
Nullified.
Yeah.
Because of the blood of the Lamb. Those curses are costless. Those curses are void. Those curses are none. For the Lord is declaring, the blood of Jesus speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. Hey, every sound of vengeance over your heaven, nullified. Nullified. The Lord is giving you the way to the city. He's giving you access in the spirit. The Lord is releasing upon your destiny legitimacy. You will fulfill your destiny. And thus says the Spirit of God, no more abortion. No more truncation in the spirit. You are blessed. The mouth of the Lord has blessed you. For there is no enchantment against you and no divination against you. The mouth of the Lord has issued blessing. Blessing. Lord, we give you the glory. Lord, we give you the praise. For there is none like him. Eternal word of God. We worship you. Aren't we blessed and so privileged that we are joined to you? And that we have been accepted in the beloved. And that your righteousness has justified us. That we can become the container by which the word will be made flesh. Everything else will fade away. The glories of this world. The word of God remains forever. Bless you. Only the one that is everlasting. Only the one that is without end. The one that is eternal. The one who lives forevermore, Ancient of Days, is the only one who can declare the day of vengeance. And in the nation Nigeria, the day of vengeance has been announced. Oh, this terrorism you see today, this insurgency. For the Lord has announced vengeance. The judgment against it, it's not going to end. The hand of the Lord will not be restrained until he has consumed all his enemy. There'll be no more truncation of destinies. You know, I just want to speak about the life of one of our sisters here. Who had truncated pregnancy over and over. I decree the name of Jesus, no more abortion. Yeah. No more truncation of pregnancy. Yeah. As you carry seed of life in your womb, they will stay in the name of Jesus. And let the Lord restore the lost years in your life and in your family in the name of Jesus. Oh, and the Lord is healing. He's healing sicknesses. He's healing diseases. The Lord is setting the captive free. You know, I sent someone in this house. You've gone and you've done many, many medical examinations, diagnosis after diagnosis. No one has been able to find what lies within. But the Lord is saying, the Lord will shed light. The light of the face of Yahweh will expose what is hidden. And you will experience divine healing. You will experience divine wholeness. You will experience freedom and liberty. And you will be healed from sicknesses. Every tiredness, I command it to go in the name of Jesus. I send the word of God against every oppression of darkness, against every sickness, because Christ has paid the ultimate price. You are free. You are healed. You are liberated in the name of Jesus. You are blessed in the name of Jesus. To strengthen her and surround her and fortify her with grace. Lord, we bless you. Lord, we worship you. Lord, we exalt you. You know, many of the children of this house have served. And you have served the Lord. And you have served as unto the Lord. I sense in the spirit, recompense is coming. Recompense is coming. Recompense is coming. Because we have sowed in tears, you will reap in joy. There will be rejoicing. You're going to return with shelf, with the sheaf in your hand, bringing forth harvest, bringing forth bounty. For the Lord is opening the book of remembrance over service, over sacrifice, and the Lord is revisiting. Is revisiting faithfulness of many years. Oh, you may have been condemned by man. You may have been relegated by the people. For the Lord does not forget. The Lord is keeping record. Man may despise. Man may have forgotten. Heaven does not. For thus says the Spirit of God. The Lord will be revisiting the record. The Lord will be revisiting the use. Opening the book of remembrance. And I will send bread and send dew upon my people. Thank you, Jesus.
We believe you have been enlightened through the ministry of the Word and Spirit, bringing you into a much deeper understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan. To find out more about us and our meetings, visit us at 12 Akinyemi Street off Allen Road, Ikeja, Lagos. You can also contact us on our website at www.lostyouchurch.org or call us on +234 9042 850714. Remain blessed.